Hello.
From Opinion Research. We're conducting a survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions about issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta. All of your answers are confidential. But first of all, let me ask you, what is your zip code, just to make sure we speak to all areas in Atlanta?
30305.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
1970.
Okay. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have 2 master's degrees.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And what is your race or ethnicity?
American Indian, Pine Ridge Sioux.
Okay. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, or
Donald Trump
did not vote? Okay. And are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered.
And below is a list of issues. Please select 3 that are most important to you. I have inflation and cost of living, immigration, racism and discrimination, climate change and the environment, public transportation, crime, jobs and the economy, abortion access, education, or traffic. The 3 most important to you.
Inflation.
Okay.
Immigration.
And
the economy.
One?
The economy.
Okay. Thank you. And when thinking about the direction in which each of the following are headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the city of Atlanta?
Dissatisfied.
Just somewhat or very? Just somewhat, okay.
Somewhat.
The next one, the Atlanta region. Very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
And
now, what do you define as the Atlanta region, the greater metropolitan area?
Yeah, in general, the Atlanta region.
Okay, yes.
Somewhat satisfied, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and the last one is Georgia. Are you very satisfied, somewhat, or dissatisfied?
Very satisfied.
Okay.
Very
Thank
satisfied.
You. Now, we'll have to raise how you feel about some people, some groups of people or ideas using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. And if you don't know or you have never heard of the people or groups, just let me know, okay? The first one, artificial intelligence companies, from 0 to 10.
7.
Martha Trains, from 0 to 10.
Would you repeat that again?
Yeah, no problem. Martha Trains.
Oh, 8.
8, okay. The Atlanta Police Department.
6.
The Atlanta Beltline.
4.
Governor Brian Kemp, from 0 to 10.
10.
Electric scooters.
3.
Mayor Andre Dickens.
2.
The Atlanta City Council.
1.
And Uber and Lyft. The application Uber and Lyft. From
5.
0 to 10? 5, okay. And how would you rate the traffic in Atlanta? Is it a major problem, a minor problem, or not a problem at all?
Major problem.
And how frequently do you use public transportation in Atlanta? Do you use it almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
A few times a week.
And how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline and its facilities? Very familiar, just somewhat, not too familiar, or not at all?
Somewhat familiar.
And how frequently do you use the Atlanta Beltline in a typical month? Almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Rarely.
And based on what you know and what you have heard, do you have a favorable or a positive opinion of the Atlanta Beltline or a negative opinion?
I have a neutral opinion.
Okay. And what's the first word or phrase that comes to mind when you think about the Atlanta Beltline?
Boondoggle.
I'm sorry, what? Can you repeat that, please?
Boondoggle.
Okay. And another phrase or another word?
Waste of money.
Okay. Thank you. And now, here are a few statements. After each one, please use a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. 5, somewhat agree. And 0 means you strongly disagree with the statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel, okay? The first statement is, public transit makes it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood. From 0 to 10, agree or disagree with that?
3.
Martha says they're working on projects, but I never see them complete anything. From 0 to 10?
7.
The next one, adding more highways will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better.
5.
The last 4, the quality of Atlanta's roads is getting worse. From 0 to 10?
6.
And the last 3, crime is a serious problem on Martha and Atlanta's buses.
7.
I feel safe riding Martha.
3.
And the last one, I can easily get to places I want to go on Atlanta's public transportation system.
7.
Okay. And we're almost done with the survey. We're at 65%. Thank you so much for your time. Which of the following statements do you agree with most? Statement A, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system, which will take more cars off our roadways. Or statement B, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out our micro-mobility system, allowing people to get quickly from place to place with electric bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars. Statement A or B?
A.
Okay, strongly with A or somewhat with A?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. And here are a few policies that city leaders might consider when trying to address the Atlanta area traffic problems. After each one, please use a scale from 0 to 10 again. 10 means that you strongly prioritize this policy and want to see it implemented right away. 5 means that someone prioritized this policy and feel lukewarm towards it. And 0 means that you don't prioritize this policy at all and do not want to see it implemented. Okay? The first one is adding more bus stops in less wealthy neighborhoods. From 0 to 10?
3.
Building more bike lanes for electric bikes and scooters?
0.
0. Incentivizing housing development close to public transit?
7.
Adding light rail to the Beltline?
9.
Expanding the streetcar system in the city?
2.
Adding additional MRT station around Atlanta?
6.
And the last 2, prioritizing pedestrian safety features that will result in fewer traffic-related deaths.
2.
Last one, adding more security to MRT stops.
10.
Okay. Thank you so much. And how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, which will place pedestrian-friendly light rail alongside the Beltline Trail? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all?
Somewhat familiar.
Based on what you know, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
As you may know, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan will expand 22 miles of light rail transit alongside the existing Beltline trails. When completed, the Beltline Transit will link up with existing and future MRT stops and better connect Atlanta's neighborhoods. Based on what you just heard, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Support.
Strongly or just somewhat support?
Strongly.
And now we're 80% now. Thank you again for your kindness to help us. We'd like to ask you some questions about the Atlanta Beltline. Here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline, and please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10 again. 10 means that it's very convincing statement about the Beltline. 5 means that you feel it is neither convincing nor unconvincing. and zero means that it is not at all convincing statement. The first one. When complete, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan will link together all of Atlanta's neighborhoods, allowing people from all over the city to enjoy access to the job opportunities, entertainment, and recreation that the Beltline offers. From 0 to 10?
5.
The next one, Atlanta's freeways have some of the worst congestion in the country, with millions of people spending countless hours stuck in traffic every day. The only way to permanently fix our traffic is to expand public transportation, getting people out of their cars and off our roadways. Projects like the Beltline Transit will help fix our congestion and make Atlanta a better city. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that? 8. And the last one? The Beltline development is a mere economic driver in the city, providing billions of dollars in investment and tens of thousands of good jobs. But many of those jobs are not easily accessible to people from less affluent neighborhoods. Beltline Transit ensures that everyone in the city can take advantage of our economic prosperity by easily commuting from their neighborhoods to their workplaces. From 0 to 10?
5.
And once again, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
8.
But strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or
strongly support.
Okay. And now this is the last part of the survey. Again, thank you for your time. Here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that it's very concerning statement about the Beltline. 5 means that you feel it's somewhat concerning, and 0 means that it's not at all concerning statement. The first one, at $2.5 billion, the Beltline train is way too expensive. We all know that these big projects always run over budget. And who's to say whether it won't go 3, 4, or even $5 billion of our tax dollars, assuming it's ever actually completed. We need public transit that builds on that, on what works, not these unrealistic plans that won't work. That was very concerning, some other not at all. From 0 to 10.
9.
Okay. The Beltline train is just going to exacerbate Atlanta's crime and violence problems. MARTA is completely unsafe at the moment, with shootings happening at MARTA stations on a regular basis. Instead of this train, we should use these funds to make our existing trains and bus stops safe for everyone to use. From 0 to 10, how concerning was. Okay. The last one. The Beltline itself is a major driver for gentrification and pushing long-time black and brown Atlantans out of their homes. Every year, the cost of rent goes up as out-of-town interested pour money into turning our neighborhoods into places where new people from the suburbs will feel more comfortable. This train is just another project that will displace older long-term residents. We have got to take back our city and say no to gentrification. From 0 to 10?
4.
Okay. And one last time, based on what you know, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Yes.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
Okay. And the last two questions are for statistical purposes only. How long have you lived in Atlanta? Less than a year, 1 to 2 years, 3 to 5, 6 to 10, 11 to 20, or 21 or more years?
6 to 10.
And which of the following best represent how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual or something else?
Straight.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Widowed.
And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18, yes or no?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Independent.
And do you lean more towards the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or neither?
Republican Party.
And which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, or student, or other?
Full-time.
Thank you. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than $25,000, between $25,000 and $35,000, between $35,000 and $40,000, $45,000 to $55,000, $55,000 to $65,000, $65,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $85,000, $85,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $250,000, or more than $250,000?
More than $250,000.
Okay, and this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us, really. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day. Thank you.
All right. You too.
Bye.
Bye.